Minnesota splashes taxpayer cash on trans dolls for classroom four-year-olds in Waltz-backed push. By Simon Kent on July 26, 2026. Minnesota is ready to hand transgender dolls with removable, interchangeable genitals to children as young as 4 years old in their school classrooms. The NY Post reports first-of-their-kind multi-sex dolls will debut in some Minnesota classrooms this fall with junior students specifically targeted. The paper dolls, with gender-neutral names like Sam, Rory, Avery and Parker, have removable internal and external genitals, along with more than 100 interchangeable pieces of clothing, accessories and hairstyles, like a trans Mr./Mrs. Potato Head, the Post report notes. The outlet further records the goal is for kids to learn about the different options that exist for who they can be. According to a therapist at the University of Minnesota Medical School, which spent over half a decade developing the controversial project made possible by leftist Minnesota Governor Tim Walz through the generous splashing of taxpayer funds. The move is part of a project under the auspices of the school's Eli Coleman Institute for Sexual and Gender Health. The My Gender Dolls website offered few details about the project, but said, "Join the waitlist," and "Launching 2026." The site explained. Built to help children tell their stories and see themselves represented, My Gender Dolls promote resilience, confidence, and joy through structured, engaging play. My Gender Dolls are designed for the clinicians and educators who show up for these kids every day, providing developmentally appropriate, evidence-informed resources that didn't exist before. They come with interchangeable accessories and removable and swappable genitalia to help children realize all the different options that exist for who they can be, regardless of their body parts, University of Minnesota postdoctoral fellow Ben Parham, Ph.D. has explained. He is quoted in a now-deleted article in the University of Minnesota Foundation's magazine, per a report by Fox News Radio. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.